ओम शांति।
सतगुरु वार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
क्या देखती हूँ
व्हाट डिड आई सी देयर
चारों ही तरफ बहुत तपस्या की Vibration.
There were the vibrations of tapasya in all four directions.
और उस तपस्या के वाइब्रेशन से एक तरफ लाइट दूसरी तरफ
There was light emanating from these vibrations and on the other side power.
स्वरूप की
There were also the waves of the form of perfection being experienced. After a few seconds, Baba came from a distance, and as he came closer, Baba himself asked me, "Where has the father been today?" So before I could ask Baba where he had been, Baba asked the question himself. And Baba then answered, Baba today with his special jewels had gone on a tour of the entire world.
Advanced party ke vishesh jo foundation ka aadhar
What is happening in the world? Baba had taken the souls of the foundation of the Yajna, the advanced party souls, on this tour to see what's happening in the world.
So
Baba specially went to see that. Baba then said, whatever is happening in the world at present and whatever is going to happen,
विशेष रत्नों के साथ मिलकर देखा
बाबा सॉ दैट अलोंग विद हिज स्पेशल ज्वेल्स
जो नए विश्व के होनहार रॉयल बाप के बच्चे रॉयल हैं उन सभी के पास बाबा ने सभी सेंटर्स
बाबा आल्सो विजिटेड ऑल द सेंटर्स टू विजिट हिज
मुस्कुरा रहे थे
फ्यूचर रॉयल Children of the royal world, of the new world. So Baba was smiling and there seemed to be something, some secret behind that smile. So I then asked Baba, what did you see in the world? Baba replied, souls of the world on one hand are planning a lot, and second, In the second hand, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of doubt, there's a lot of confusion on what to do. Whatever new they try to start, they face many different problems and confusions. So Baba continued to explain that all these confusions and these complications are beneficial because they are contributing towards the transformation of the world. On the other hand, Baba's children who are the creators of the new world, Baba saw in these souls that they are engaged in tapasya. But along with that tapasya, there's some kind of, some form of desire merged in that. They want to see something in the practical form. What else are they doing in the tapasya? So they do tapasya, then they take a break in between. And then, from time to time, their thoughts entangle them, take them into complication, confusion. In order to speeden up the task of transformation, Baba has given the children an easy method. Through your tapasya, you can contribute, cooperate in this task of transformation. So as Baba talked about the form of tapasya, a very beautiful form of fire appeared in front of Baba. It was a very beautiful container within which the tapasya, the fire of the tapasya, is ignited. And there were seven rays of light emerging from that kund, from that container. So there are seven rays of light emerging from the fire, and from each ray represented some form of experience. So those rays of light were spreading out and creating a very beautiful new world. Baba then said, this is the time of tapasya. The form of tapasya, what are the children doing when they're trying to attain that form of tapasya? The rays of light from that tapasya, light does ignite and does spread out, but sometimes it goes to a certain distance and then comes back. It fluctuates. The children have to bring about transformation. Let there be the experience in that transformation. Let there be the focus also on what the aim of that transformation is. Let there also be speciality in tapasya, that you are able to see glimpses of the new world, the future world. Let there be constant light emerging from your tapasya. From time to time, the children's thoughts put a break to their tapasya, and then the children come to a standstill. So they're carrying out the task, but even then, because of that break, that standstill, the children are not able to see success in their efforts. So what do the children have to do? Let there be experience, transformation, and through transformation, let there be, enable others to also have experiences, and then lastly, let there also be, that you should be able to see glimpses of the new world. So this is all that your tapasya should encompass. Baba went and took a tour of the world. Baba also saw souls of the world. There is a lot of fear within them. They want to accomplish a lot. And then Baba saw his children too. Sometimes Baba's children also think a lot about certain things. They also have a little bit of fear. They want to accomplish a lot. But according to the time, engage in tapasya and you'll be able to experience all of these things and enable others to do the same. Many brothers and sisters were in front of Baba. Baba was giving each one drishti. Through Baba's drishti, these rays of light were reaching each child that was transforming each one's form. It appeared as though each one was in their powerful form. They were having a lot of experiences. So Baba said, according to the time, each child should create such a stage for themselves that whoever sees the child, they experience power from you and they feel that they are attaining something, they are attaining all that they have desired. And they should have the experience that it's only through these children of God that we can have these experiences. Only then can you reveal the Father to the world. So I said, Baba, now is the time for everyone to see Baba through each one. So Baba smiled and said, Baba wants the children to reveal the Father. The children will be ahead and the Father behind. When the children are revealed, then the Father will be revealed through them. So that is merged. The Father's glorification is merged in when you are revealed to the world. Baba was very beautifully keeping the children in front. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed each child himself. There were many souls. I had offered bhog to Baba today. Baba emerged all those souls, gave blessings to them, and were taking them beyond through his drishti. Baba then fed each one bhog. Baba gave lots and lots of loving remembrances to all, and I then returned. Om Shanti.